say that Lantern gets more kudos for having a large venue so that a significant number of constituents could voice their opinion. But, you know, here's the biggest spine of them all. Guy in the wheelchair has the biggest spine because Reed and Whitehouse had to hold each other's hands in a senior center that fit 113 people. And it was a forum at which psychologically it was impossible, you know, they manipulated it. It was impossible to really express one's dismay with it in a fashion like we did at the Langevin event, where people on both sides of the aisle were really able to cheer or boo or whatever, not in a way that was going to disrupt the event in chanting and whatnot like we saw early on in the debate in August at some of those town halls, but in a way that we got our point across and then allowed them to speak. And Whitehouse and Reed controlled that forum. They clearly are doing this just so they can say that they met with their constituents, but you could just tell from their demeanor that they have this imperious, holier-than-thou, you know, oh God, we're coming down to the trenches to deal with the dregs of society kind of attitude, and I'm just disgusted by it.